Georgia Supreme Court Leo Frank Appeals Documents, 1913-1914, page 660 slide. Visible translated text is as follows, Virgined. I chatted with them a few minutes, and I noticed that the people who were going in to see the body were standing in line and moving in, and that others from the factory were going in, and I thought I would go in too and pay my respects, and I went and stood in line and went into the room again and stayed a few minutes in the mortuary chamber. The little girl had been cleaned up, her hair had all been cleaned and smoothed out, and there was a new white sheet over the rest of her body. I returned to the front of the undertaking establishment and stood chatting with Herbert Schiff and Mr. Darley until the party with whom we had made the arrangements came up, and we gave them the keys with instructions as to watching the plant that night. Then Mr. Darley and Mr. Schiff and myself went down to police headquarters and went up into Chief Lanford's office, and the three of us stood talking there, answering all sorts of questions that not only Chief Lanford but the other detectives would shoot at us, and finally Mr. Darley said he would like to talk to Newt Lee. Then he went into another room, and I presume they brought Newt Lee up from the cell so he could talk to him. After Newt Lee was gone, the detectives showed us the two notes and the pad back with still a few unused leaves to it, and the pencil that they claimed they had found down in the basement near the body. Of course, Mr. Schiff and myself looked at those notes and tried to decipher them, but they were written exceedingly dim and were very rambling and incoherent, and neither of us could recognize the handwriting, states XY, sense out of them at all. One of these notes was written on a sheet of pencil pad paper, the same kind as that of this sheet which still remained on the pad back. The other was written on a yellow sheet.